Thank you for joining us on the Hope Community Church podcast. Before we dive in, we wanted to give you a quick notice that this week's podcast will be a bit different than normal. During this week's service, our order of service was quite different. We celebrated baptism, took communion, and gave in our annual Joash offering. Because of this, there will be moments throughout the podcast where it may suddenly fade out and back in, begin a train of thought, or even reference things that we may not have included in earlier parts of the podcast. So if it seems like the podcast is skipping around a bit, well, that's because it is. Yet we encourage you to stick around and continue listening. We pray that as you listen, you will be encouraged, built up, be reminded of all that God has done for you, and behold the glory of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.
Good. You can go ahead and be seated. If you will, go ahead and find that envelope if you haven't already that's on each chair. During between services, obviously, we'll refill the chairs with those envelopes. I want you to begin working on this now because you'll have time. Later on, if we just pay attention to it later on, it won't give you enough time to work with it. There's a card inside. And that card, give us a couple things. Give us a prayer request that you have. We give this to our staff. We pray over these for a length of time. When I say a length of time, I'm talking weeks and months. So write a prayer request on there, and you have most of the service to be able to do this. It will not bother me if you're doing this while we continue with the service. Give me a prayer request. Give us a prayer report or a praise report of what the Lord has done, how he's led you through, what he's revealed to you. Let us hear some activity that's going on between you and the Lord. So a prayer request or a praise report, and then put it in the envelope. Some of you use that card to talk about any future gift that you're going to be giving to the church. That's well and good. That's totally up to you. And then those of you who brought a gift today, then you put it in there as well with that card. And later on in the service, we'll be coming to the Joash chest and be presenting these. So you're giving us something, okay? Whatever it is. It may be a financial gift, which is what we do on this one day out of the year. And then also with our Joash chest, or you may be giving me a praise report, or you may be giving me a prayer request. You're going to be giving us something today. So we want you to take your time and absolutely be aware of this. Some people are going, are there going to be two different offerings? Man, what a church that would be, right, if we did that? But the answer is no. I'll just use Julie and Jeff. Our home, for example. So my tithe and my Joash offering is absolutely the same. In other words, we're putting it in one envelope, actually giving it to both services, but my tithe and my Joash offering that's up and above my tithe is all going in the same place, okay? So just put both of those together. So that's what you can do with these envelopes. I want you to be aware, you don't get the view of what we're doing or what the Lord is doing through us that I get or that our leaders in our church get. You don't often get that view. And the view that I want you to see today, we're going to give you a lot of graphics on the screen just so you'll know what's going on, just a bit of a mission focus. But I want you to know why we do what we do. I wrote it down here. I want to give you the why that we do what we do. I want you to look at Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This Jesus is the stone rejected by you builders. He's the stone that all building needs to happen on. He's our foundation, which has become the cornerstone. Verse 12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people, and we must be saved by it. We, part of our why we do what we do is because we want this message to be out there. Paul had a desire to preach, but he had a desire to preach where the name of Jesus had never been heard. That he wanted to go there more than any other place in the world. It was his desire. He loved doing that. One of the whys is we've got to get out. There's only one name and one person by which you can be saved. I want you to look at John 14:6. This is part of our why. Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I'm going to preach for a moment. I told Greg and David Cottrell yesterday, I said, I think I might have fibbed to you last Sunday. I said I wasn't going to preach. You know, I don't think that's going to be the case. But he gave us access to the Father. We have a good Father. But can I just be honest with you? We work to avoid him, but yet we want to be blessed by him. We go out of our way to avoid spending time with him, but yet we want everything he has to offer and for him to give us eternity, but we dodge him here. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? But Jesus provided a way for us to be with the Father. And with the Father is great revelation, great empowerment. He has told us that we do this, that Jesus did this, not only for our salvation, which we will remember in a moment, but he did it so that we have access to the Father. And we have a great heavenly Father. And we don't want to dodge him. We don't want to avoid him. The only reason we do that is because he will direct us in a way that we ourselves may not want to go. And that's the way we need to go, is the way of the Father. So the part of the why we do what we do missionally is so that we get this message out that you have access to the Father and you get it through Jesus. Look at 1 Peter 1:3. We sing about this a lot here at Hope Church. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Our hope is alive because Christ himself is alive. Amen. I want to move into communion for a moment. We've had baptism. We're going to come to the table. And for those of you who are serving today, would you go ahead and make your way to the table? Because on today, we're not asking you to come to the altar. We're gonna bring it to you. But on that day that we remember and we're invited to the table, we're being reminded to remember what he has done for us. And as it is passed out to you, logistically, just hold the bread and we'll take it together. Where usually in the altar, you're on your own. But today, in a symbol of unity and harmony, just hold the bread, we'll take it together. And then not only that, when the cup comes by, hold the cup. And then we'll drink together in remembrance of him. And we remember his sacrifice today. What he came to do, that he didn't need salvation. He is salvation. He just brought it to us. And guys, we can't save ourselves. Right. We can't do it. Right. Only he can do this. It's the work of Christ. And we remember all that he has done today. And let's pray today. Let's just pray over, even before we get to the bread, let's just pray today and say thanks. Father, I just want to say thank you, not in the spirit of what's going to happen this next Thursday, but I want to say thank you in the spirit of your Holy Spirit, who fills us and reminds us that we are to be overflowing with thanksgiving. And so, Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you that you left heaven and you came to sinful, sinful earth. You humbled yourself and you came. And we remember you, Lord. Father, we also remember that you sent him to us. And today we say thanks. On that night, said he took the bread and he told them that the bread, that it represented his body. And it said that he broke the bread and he gave thanks. He gave thanks before he gave it to his disciples. Let's pray and let's give thanks for the body of Christ. Father, we know that you sent Jesus to us and we're grateful and thankful. And we know that his body was given. It was tortured, mutilated. And Lord, he did all that. He took all that wrath, your wrath for us, even in his body. And not only that, was he to be the lamb that was to be sacrificed, but his body is to even lead us in the resurrection of what is to come. But we just thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ that is given to us. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and that we pray together. Amen. I want you to look at John 6 for a moment, verses 31 through 35. And in John 6, there is a teaching there about bread. It says, our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, just as is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And that's the children of Israel in the wilderness. Jesus said to them, I assure you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the real bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. It says, then they said, sir, give us this bread always, all the time. He said, I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. Bread was a common staple in their day. They needed it. They asked for it. Even Jesus told them to pray it. Give us this day our daily bread. And I believe it's for one reason. It's to let you know that as much as you need bread, you much more need him. You need him. I believe in the teaching of Jesus, just real simply, every time they saw bread, it was meant for them to remember him. Don't forget, scripture says, I did this because they have forsaken me. And forsaken means they have forgotten me. And we even do baptism in the Lord's Supper to be reminded of the death of Christ for us. So this bread represents him. The need of this bread represents the teaching of it. And that is, we need this, but more importantly, we need him. And the Father gave him to us. And we remember his body given to us. So take, eat this, and let's remember him. On that night, he took the drink. He said, this drink represents my shed blood for you. It's a new covenant and a new promise to you. And before he gave it to them, they gave thanks. Let's give thanks for the blood of Christ. Father, we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. Without it, your word tells us that we cannot be forgiven and free. And you always handle sin, Lord. There's always a penalty for it. And Lord, we know that the Lord shed his blood to forgive us of our sins and then to give us freedom in him. So we remember him and we remember his shed blood. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. We pray together. Amen. I want you to look at the scripture in 1 John. It says, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And it says, the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness or sin. So the blood of Christ is cleansing. Look at Matthew. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, this is my body that establishes the covenant. It's a covenant between us and the Lord. It is shed for many and it forgives our sins. Then look at Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. It said, therefore, brothers, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus. And then we look at the book of Revelation, where it says that the enemy's accusing us before God. We've been reading about that in Daniel. Day and night, he does that. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah, which is Christ, have now come because the accuser of our brothers has been thrown out, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. So how do we make it? How do we make it? They conquered the enemy, Satan. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not love their lives in the face of death. They accepted death more than life in his name. And so from the blood here, we see that there's power and there's authority there. You are marked. Do you understand that? A demonic, hellish world knows you are marked with the blood of Christ. It not only cleanses and forgives and establishes a covenant, but not only that, his blood has power in us and gives us authority in him. We are marked with him. Listen, it's not just the blood of somebody. It's the blood of the one and only, you know? It's not the blood of an animal out here in the pasture. It's the blood of the one and only Son of God. And it empowers us. It empowers us. And let's remember him shedding his blood. Because of that, we are forgiven. Amen. And we are free. So take, drink, and remember. I want to finish off in communion with another verse. It's 1 Corinthians 11:26. And that verse is just to tell us that everything we just did, that we did calling him Lord over us, without saying a word, you and I called him Lord by participating in this supper and this meal and this communion. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. We're not only calling him Lord when we're doing this, we're also looking for the beautiful return of our Lord. So you've had time to fill out your card, hopefully. If not, you can continue to take all the time you want. But it's a time of giving today. We started the Joash Chest years and years ago. We got it from a church in outside of Memphis in Germantown, Bellevue Baptist Church, a large church, a large campus. And some of you may have remembered Adrian Rogers. I knew some of the pastors before him, being my age, but also some of the pastors that are past him. But every building on their campus, which are many, were built through the Joash Chest. That's how they gave to any future building or anything they were doing. We emulated them, obviously from Scripture as well in the Old Testament. And we emulated who they are and what they did. Southeast does this as well in Louisville. There are many other churches that do this. But we've been doing it for a number of years. I want to give you the graphic from, I've showed you already, the giving from last year, that's at the top, 2004. Our expenditures already of building and grounds are there, and I think we stopped. There's just been a big year of things that we need to do, plus our building and other buildings. The three of ours are getting older. We've had to do things. We had over a foot of water in the basement of the office during the rain, that big rain we had. This year, it just goes on and on. I just want to give you a scripture quickly behind Joash in 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 9 through 12. And then Jehoiada the priest took a chest. Now remember, Joash is the king, but this is the priest. He bored a hole in its lid, set it beside the altar on the right side. I know ours is on the left, so don't read into that. As one enters the Lord's temple, in it, the priest who guarded the threshold put all the money brought into the Lord's temple. The temple was not being kept up. Then verse 10, whenever they saw it, there was a large amount of money in the chest. The king's secretary and the high priest would go to the Lord's temple, count the money found there, tie it up in bags. Verse 11, they would put the counted money into the hands of those doing the work, those who all oversaw the Lord's temple. They in turn would pay it out to those working on the Lord's temple, the carpenters, the builders, the masons, the stone cutters, and would use it to buy timber and stone to repair the damage to the Lord's temple and for all the spending for temple repairs. We don't worship these buildings in all, but we know that in the world of Charles Humpston, one of our elders who's going on to be with the Lord, one of our overseers, this is a launching pad. That's what we call it for even a lot of the works that you have already seen. I want to talk to you about giving real quickly. Don't be afraid of it. I know it can be intimidating. I get it. Been there. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7, real quickly. Remember this, the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And the person who sows generously will also reap generously. That's a kingdom principle. That's not just some kind of a neat thought. It's a kingdom principle. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not out of regret or out of necessity. For God loves a cheerful, and the Greek word there means hilarious. For God loves a hilarious giver. Realize the truth of that. Let's look in the same place as far as the chapter, but verses 11 through 13 for a moment. You will be enriched in every way for all generosity. It won't be forgotten. Which produces thanksgiving to God through us. And go back to that one, Travis, if you will. Everybody I mentioned on the screen gives thanks for what you give so that we can give to them. You will be enriched for that. Verse 12. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many acts of thanksgiving to God. I will give because he has given to me. Verse 13, they will glorify God for your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ. The people I put on the screen there, they thank the Lord for all that we have done for them and for your generosity in sharing with them and with others through the proof provided by this service. We want you to take your time, come into the Joash chest. Thank God we have a baptism tub in the altar today. He has blessed us with many baptisms over the last few months. And think we have a table of remembrance over here as well. So it can clog up here. I understand. Just take your time in giving. And remember, we're giving to him so that we can give to others, so that we can keep this place open, this launching pad going, because we are ascending church. And I hope you saw that even today, and more importantly, you feel that. So church, would you stand with me? The team's gonna lead us, and we're gonna have a prayer, and then we're gonna move into a time of giving together and continued worship together. Father, you have been so faithful to us, all of us, Lord, but even individually to us, you have been so faithful. And Lord, we want to be faithful in return and remember your faithfulness to us. Lord, you not only turn around and bless us, but through us, you bless nations and generations. And we thank you. When we were faithless and selfish and greedy, you remained faithful to us. And today, Lord, we remember you and your faithfulness, and we continue in our giving, being thankful of your faithfulness, but also returning that to you, Lord, to give to you because how much you have given to us. All of this is in your name and for your glory. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. We pray together. Amen. Amen. Church, let's give.